This is Lydia Johnson, and today I'm joined by the national winner in the Small Animal Production and Care Entrepreneurship Proficiency Area, Ty Williams of the Dawson FFA chapter in Texas. Ty, how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
Good. How did it feel when you heard your name announced on stage?
Well, my mouth completely dropped and I started shaking, so...
Yeah, so give us a quick overview of your project.
So I own a breeding rabbit operation, which the breed is Californian rabbits, and I have 35 does and 19 bucks. And through this, I sell to livestock exhibitors across the state, as well as the cull rabbits are sold to markets and other places throughout the state for all of their products such as meats and their kilts and furs.
What sparked your interest, particularly in rabbits?
So it's kind of a generational thing. It started off with my parents, and then now it went down to my older brother, and he actually was a national champion in the same area. So I'm really excited that I was able to follow his footsteps and all my family in this.
Do you want to just describe kind of the growth from that beginning?
So really, my brother graduated and then he handed the operation over to me, and it was really exciting because it was a new adventure for me. And I've just been able to grow as a person and really in this operation, and I've been able to just put my own stuff on it, like do whatever what's better for the operation. And it's just been really cool just to see how big my operation has grown when it really started off kind of small.
We talk about growing, you know, in terms of the number of rabbits you have, but how have you been able to grow? You said that you sell some of those to youth across the state.
Yes, so I sell some of those across the youth to the state, and the placings have been gradually better each year, and I'm very thankful for that, and I hope I can continue to bump those places up every single year for those livestock exhibitors, because for me as a breeder, it's really cool to go out and watch those other kids be successful with those rabbits.
What areas do you focus on to move those placings up each year?
So really, I've just been keeping a really good record system between the breeding operation, and we really call it the Rabbit Bible is what we call it, because it has all the genetic records in it and everything. And through this, I've been able to see which genetics are the best and which rabbits breed and make the best offspring. So that's really helped me become successful in that area.
You also mentioned that you have a market for some of the cull rabbits that aren't going to be shown by youth.
Yes, ma'am. So with those cull rabbits that aren't necessarily market ready, we will cull those as rabbits, and we sell them to local farmers markets. And some of those rabbits are in the Dallas area, which is also in Texas. And it's really cool that those rabbits are there because, like, hey, those were my rabbits at one time. So it's just really cool just to see all that happen.
How are you connected with particularly farmers markets? It's kind of a niche market for you.
So through the through raising these rabbits, I've been able to sell them to other markets, like as I was saying, and it's really become a niche in Texas, especially because here recently, like people I've seen, like especially with the growing population each and every day, like rabbits have become more of a form of meat for everyone, and so it's really grown in Texas, and for me as a breeder, that's really helpful.
What particular skills do you think you've gained in the growth of this project on all levels?
Definitely responsibility. With the breeding rabbit operation that big, I had to become very responsible, and time management as well. I know that's something that we can learn through any aspect of the FFA organization, but specifically this ASAE has really helped me manage my time wisely, as I was a very busy student in high school.
What does your education look like now?
I'm actually at Tarleton State University, go Texans, and I'm majoring in agriculture education. So hopefully one day I can continue this as a future ag teacher.
Wow, well, that's amazing. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Ty, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.